Unit 3. Life in the Future. Reading.
First Impressions. Spacemail Lijiang 299A at greatadventurespacestation.com. 15/11/3008, Earth Time. Dear Mom and Dad, I still cannot believe that I'm taking up this prize that I won last year. I have to remind myself constantly that I'm really in AD 3008. Worried about the journey, I was unsettled for the first few days. As a result, I suffered from time lag. This is similar to the jet lag you get from flying. But it seems you keep getting flashbacks from your previous time period. So I was very nervous and uncertain at first. However, my friend and guide, Wang Ping, was very understanding and gave me some green tablets which helped a lot. Well known for their expertise, his parents' company, called Future Tours, transported me safely into the future in a time capsule. I can still remember the moment when the space stewardess called us all to the capsule, and we climbed in through a small opening. The seats were comfortable, and after a calming drink, we felt sleepy and closed our eyes. The capsule began swinging gently sideways as we lay relaxed and dreaming. A few minutes later, the journey was completed and we had arrived. I was still on the Earth, but 1,000 years in the future. What would I find? At first, my new surroundings were difficult to tolerate. The air seemed thin, as though its combination of gases had little oxygen left. Hit by a lack of fresh air, my head ached. Just as I tried to make the necessary adjustment to this new situation, Wang Ping appeared. "Put on this mask," he advised. "It'll make you feel much better." He handed it to me and immediately hurried me through to a small room nearby for a rest.